welcome back to another episode of the Algerian Football Podcast. Hope everyone is doing good. I hope everyone is doing well. Now then, let's get straight into it. The transfer window has slammed shut. There was a few deals on deadline day. There was some, you know, we were definitely expecting the likes of Adam Unes and such to be moving on from their current club. He wasn't getting any game time in Napoli for a number of years now. He's moved on a permanent deal to Lille in Ligue 1. He'll link up with Akim Zadetka on that right-hand side, inshallah, right-back and right-winger, and made his debut at the weekend already. He signed a three-year deal. That's a permanent deal. That's a fantastic move, I think, for Adam Unes. I think it's a place where hopefully he's going to be getting a lot more game time at a decent side. Remember, Lille only won Ligue 1 in France a couple of years ago, so a pretty good move for him. What I will say is, when he did come on in the weekend, it was only after about 30, 35 minutes he came on. And we know this is a guy that struggles with injuries. Valère Germain studs him from the back. I mean, I know he got sent off. Absolutely disgusting, absolute filth of a challenge. You've got a player coming on making his debut. You're studding his calf from the back. I'm sorry, that's a disgrace. A red card for him. And ultimately, Lille went on to win the game. So already a positive impact from Adam Unes. I've said a number of times on this channel, and I'll stick by it, Adam Unes is a far better dribbler than Youssouf Belaili, because I think he's got better skills and I think he's more productive with the ball. And you saw at the AFCON when Algeria won it in 2019, even off the bench, not starting, just how many goals and assists Adam Unes managed to accumulate. So that's a good move. I'll tell you what's not a good move. There's been some absolute stinkers. Yanis Hamash has somehow left Boavista, a mid-table team in Portugal, for a team even worse. He's gone to Dnipro in Ukraine. He's gone to a team in Ukraine. First of all, is that safe? Second of all, I was expecting this guy to go to maybe Belgium, maybe the Netherlands, maybe Ligue 1, like a lower club in Ligue 1. He's gone to bloody Dnipro. With respect to Dnipro, what are you doing? You've just kissed farewell to your chances of an Algeria call-up. Belmadi ain't going to go to Kiev and start watching games. I can say that now. And even with the performance Hamash had when he came on, I think, against Iran, and now this, and now the likes of Aignori and Larussi potentially entering the fold, I think Hamash has basically closed the door. He got his cap. He made his dream come true of playing for Algeria. I know Dnipro, by the way, are in the Conference League. I'm still very disappointed in that transfer. And then you've got Mehdi Zerkan and Abdelmadioub, both Algerian, been in Algeria squads before, both at Bordeaux. They've gone to Greece and Cyprus. They've gone to places like Crete, like a Ryanair holiday. That's not the sort of potential we were looking at. Another two players I don't think are going to make it anytime soon. Ilan Kabal, raving to get him. Gets a cap. Now he's playing in Ligue 2 with Paris FC. Not quite PSG, is it? So some very disappointing deals there, I'll be honest. They should much rather just might as well go to the Middle East, really, and get a good paycheck while they're at it, and actually get some decent performances against lower tier opposition. But there we go. So at the weekend, we saw a few Algeria strikers do okay. We saw Islam Slimani get an assist. He started for Brestois, got an assist, didn't get a goal. I wonder if Belmadi is still going to be looking at Slimani, you know, with Delors coming into the fold, Amora, another player that was on the score sheet at the weekend with Lugano in Switzerland. He certainly looks like when he does get game time, he does know where the back of the net is. Young, fast, fresh. Hopefully Amora and Delors can play together in our team, and that would be very, very good. No Bilal Brahimi for Nice. He's injured, as is Youssef Atal. There's three things certain in life. Death, taxes, and Youssef Atal picking up an injury. This guy is officially one of the most injury-prone players I've ever seen. He reminds me of Mourad Megni, midfielder from a few years ago. The older viewers might know him. Now, I don't think he's got like a really injury-prone body. I think he's a player that works so hard, and the amount of runs he does from right back to ended up being striker and back, you're bound to be more injury-prone, you know, pull a hamstring and stuff like that, overwork the muscles. So, and he does get quite a lot of muscle injuries. Is it a shoulder injury? Is it a knee injury? So, but I actually think, hopefully, inshallah, this is not going to be one of those long-term injuries that keeps Youssef Atal out for too long. Because Zadetka, although he scored and started for Lille at the beginning of the season, has been put on the bench now in recent weeks. So again, It's like the Cameroon game all over again. And with Beniarda now moving to Wydad Casablanca in Morocco, and Halemia going to Mouradia from the Belgium Holland leagues, the right back area is starting to look a bit weak again. So we'll need to fix that up. We need some new talents in there. But anyway, the Champions League is starting up again. We're still waiting for Riyad Mahrez to win it so Rabah Majer can keep his big mouth shut. Now, we actually forget just how good Riyad Mahrez is in this competition. By far, City's best player in it, I think, the last couple of seasons. Always scoring, one of the top scorers in the competition. I know Real Madrid had the amazing comebacks and went on to win it. We forget Mahrez actually scored in that semi-final before Real Madrid and Benzema and Rodrigo turned it around. Mahrez actually put City ahead on the night in Madrid. So hopefully he'll have a big performance in the Champions League with him. They're away at Seville. I don't think Sevilla have won a game this season. Just got smashed at the weekend by Barcelona at home. So you expect City to go to Seville and win. Maybe even see Mahrez start that game because he hasn't started for a couple of weeks. And Pep might see Sevilla as potentially a bit of an easier game than many might think, considering their form at the moment. I think they've got 1 point from four in La Liga or something like that. Something terrible. I expect AC Milan and Benassa to also be playing in that game. They're away at Salzburg in Austria. Again, of course, Salzburg, Haaland's old team. They produce young products like that. Not an easy game as people think, but Milan should be getting there and either drawing or winning the game. Benassa should be playing that game. And maybe, hopefully, we're going to see Yassin Adli start playing some Champions League football as well. So Mahrez and Benassa, they'll always be playing the same day in the Champions League group nights, the way it's been done. So and then there'll be the other night where there's not really any Algerians playing because, you know, like Napoli, for example, letting Goulam and Adam Unas go. So we're not going to be seeing them in the Champions League anytime soon. In terms of Houssam Aouar, he's ended up staying at Lyon, one of the big soap operas of the summer. After all that, he's still got less than a year left on his deal. Now, him staying at Lyon, I think, had to do with West Ham signing Paqueta, and they didn't really need to let Aouar go. But, you know, I think there is some contact there with Algeria, but for him, being at Lyon, the pressure from all that's very difficult now for him to be a Lyon player and an Algerian international. We've seen so many leave just to play for Algeria and so many pressure to play for France when they do stay there. So, but what I will say is we do have a player like Ismaël Benassa, who is top draw. I think he's one of the best midfielders in Europe. You saw how he played in that Milan derby, which Milan won against Inter. So Milan looking to retain the Scudetto. And a few people saying, oh, Benassa should go to a better club. He's so good. He could play in the Premier League. Let's not disrespect AC Milan. I'll tell you now, AC Milan are one of the biggest clubs in the world. Look at how many Champions Leagues they've won, how many European Cups they've won, how many finals in European competitions they've been in. They're one of the biggest clubs in the world, okay? And for him to leave Milan, AC Milan, would have to be for a really, really big team. So just bear in mind, he's at a pretty big club right now. I know they've been failing recently in the UEFA Champions League, but it's just the way it goes, unfortunately, sometimes. So that's really it for this week. Lots more to come in shot. I've got the Algeria games coming up. We're building up to those. The quiz. Now, finally, I found a question last week that no one actually knew the answer to. I said, which goalkeeper eligible for the Algerian national team has played for Manchester United in the Premier League? It wasn't Rice and Bully. It was Massimo Taibbi. He was born in Italy. He's half Italian, half Algerian, as you can tell from the name Massimo Taibbi. Played for Manchester United in the Premier League in the 99-2000 season. Started against Liverpool in the Premier League, made a massive error. Never played for Italy, was eligible to play for Algeria through his father's side. That never happened either, which is a bit weird considering he was at Manchester United. But there you go. So a bit of a tough one. We'll make it a bit easier this week. Which Algerian scored the second goal in Algeria's 4-2 win against South Korea 8 years ago? Who got the second goal in that game? I'll reveal the answer next week, same time, same place. Have a good week, and I'll see you next time.